spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
And in the words of Elvis, thank you very much, Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is officially in session. Oh, what a featured artist we have this week. Warren Haynes, out on his own. After tenure with the Allman Brothers and Government Mule, oh, what an album. A Million Voices Whisper. Albert Collins is going to be on board. Oh, some great duos here in segment one. Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers team up. Ooh, look at this one. Billy Gibbons, Slash, and Bobby Rush. Doing a Muddy Waters song. Speaking of Muddy Waters, as a duo in segment one, you're really gonna like Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers teamed up. Oh, and the Then and Now song, Hound Dog Taylor's See Me in the Evening. It's all coming up here in segment one of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, where we ask the question, how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Oh, well, we're going to kick it off with one I know you're going to like. Speaking of blues duos, a duo between her and John Mayer. Her real name is Gabby Wilson. Her stands for Having Everything Revealed. H-E-R. Signed by Sony Records as a child prodigy at the age of 14. She's won awards in just about every category you can think of, including 5 Grammys and an Academy Award. And we'll hear what she and John Mayer do, recorded live at the 2023 Crossroads Guitar Festival. I'll pick up on this one. It's called Hold On.
Make some noise for John Mayer!
Yeah.
give it up for my dad.
Wait a minute. Can I talk to people? 4 minutes now.
Come on, Dad.
Featured artists this week, we're bringing on Warren Haynes. Tracks from his new album, Million Voices Whisper. Warren Haynes, most of you know, was guitarist with the Allman Brothers Band. Also went out on his own at one time. Formed his own group called Government Mule. But did you know, on the country side of things, Warren Haynes was also the guitarist for David Allan Coe. It was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. After David Allan Coe went on to join the Dickie Betts Band, even did some guitar work with the surviving members of the Grateful Dead, started guitar at the age of 11, wow. Known as a Gibson man, plays a Les Paul 58 Reserve. He actually got with the Dickie Betts Band after the breakup of the Allman Brothers. But in 1989, the Allman Brothers Band reunited, and Dickie Betts talked Warren Haynes into coming along with him. Ended up sharing the guitar spotlight not only with Betts, but with a young protege by the name of Derek Trucks. 1997, Haynes left the Allman Brothers with his buddy Alan Woods to form Government Mule. Starting in 2024, our featured artist Warren Haynes did quite a bit of solo work, did 3 solo albums on Fantasy Records. Million Voices Whisper is his 3rd. So let's get on with it. From the great album, our featured artist, Warren Haynes. I think you're going to like this track. It's called Lies, Lies, Lies. They take off on a riff in the middle that's called the Monkey Dance. A little bit lengthy, but I think you're going to like it. Warren Haynes and Lies, Lies, Lies.
Confused, bleeding from your lips.
Warren Haynes, our featured artist, is going to be back in segment two. And oh my goodness, wait till you see who he collaborates with on another great track from Million Voices Whisper. We're going to go back to back and belly to belly at this time with a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is going to be Joe Louis Walker teamed up with Eliza Neals. Albert Collins is going to follow. His song is Too Many Dirty Dishes. Oh, that's a great blues song. But here's Joe Louis Walker and a blues buddy of ours, Eliza Neals. Their song is One Woman.
Chris Duarte from the Chris Duarte Group, and no matter where you are in the world, you can listen to the blues on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And don't forget, it's
on UncleBUC.com.
Thank you. In the sink for just us two. I said too many dirty dishes in the sink for just us two. You got me wondering, baby, who's making dirty dishes with you? I get up and go to work in the morning. I come right home at night. When I leave, the sink is empty. When I come back home, she got them stacked up out of sight. Too many dirty dishes in the sink just for us two. Well, you got me wondering, baby, who's making dirty dishes with you?
Look at this kitchen. Pots and pans everywhere. That's pitiful. Look at all these glasses laying all up on the sink. Look like she done had a party up in here too. You wait till I see this woman when she get home. That glass over there got a little cigar in it or something. I don't even smoke no cigars. Serving caviar. Oh, you eating on caviar? What's wrong with this woman? Let me run me some water right here. Yeah, now, you wait till I see this one when she get home. Pots and pans all stacked up there. There's a pot. Let me scrape this pot out of here. Well, it's pitiful. I don't know why this woman come in and have a party and I'm at work. Getting all this stuff under my fingernail. Run some more water in here. Yeah, now I can wash these glasses. I can wash them up first. Now this one, but yeah, that's pretty clean now, though. Yeah, now I got all this. Now I got to work on these pots a little bit more. It makes me so mad, I don't know what to do. Thought I was a hub instead of maid. Like old red chili or something, all of them got dried up on these pots. You'll never fix me none of this good food. Wait till that woman get home. I'm scraping all these pots and stuff.
I've done your dirty dishes. How much am I supposed to take? When I left, I had cornflakes for breakfast. Now there's a bone from a T-bone steak. Too many dirty dishes in the sink for just us two. You got me wondering, baby, who in the hell making dirty dishes with you?
Thank you.
One of the things about Uncle Buck Plays the Blues that you tell me you like is our feature, Then and Now. Well, and we have a good one for you this week. On the then portion, we're going to go back to 1974. Hound Dog Taylor and See Me in the Evening.
Well, I know you got them. I got them too. I got the blues tonight.
Yes, I know you don't love me now, baby. I know the reason why. Because you got somebody now, baby. You treat me like a child. You say, see you in a... Oh, yeah, that's all. Now, you see me in the evening, or you don't see him at all. Yes, I ain't got nobody now, baby. I'm sitting here all alone. I just would you make up your mind, yeah, baby, and come on home, for I see you in the evening. Oh, yeah, but that's all. If I see you in the evening, or will I don't see it all? Treating me this way, I will see you in the evening.
yeah, that's all. I see you in the evening, I don't see at all.
Hound Dog Taylor, taking care of the then portion of See Me in the Evening. Coming up in segment two, G820's gonna take on the Now track. But let's get into a double shot of the blues. I guess you could call this a Muddy Waters double shot. Another one of those blues duos I was talking about. Muddy Waters and Jimmy Rogers are gonna kick it off. Followed up by a Muddy Waters tune featuring Billy Gibbons, Slash, and Bobby Rush. Hoochie Coochie Man. But kicking off this double shot of the blues that we have entitled A Muddy Waters Double Shot, Muddy's gonna kick it off from an album entitled I'm Ready that featured an all-star group performing a lot of Muddy Waters hits, along with a couple of surprises that came out of the session. Oh, listen to some of the personnel on the album. Not only Muddy Waters, but Johnny Winter did a little guitar work along with producing the album. Jimmy Rogers was on board, Bob Margolin on bass, Jerry Portnoy on harp, Big Walter Horton also did a little harp work. Some of the tracks had the piano of the one and only Pine Top Perkins, and drums was Willie Big Eyes Smith. I mentioned that there were some surprise tracks on the album. The first release of the album did not have three songs on it. That when the Sony folks finally got around to hearing the complete session, they were bewildered why these tracks weren't on the initial album. So they re-released the album with all the tracks on it. One of those tracks was a Jimmy Rogers song called That's All Right. And the way the session went down, the band started, but Jimmy Rogers kind of jumped in ahead of Muddy Waters and started singing the first verse. Muddy played along, came in on the second verse, and they alternated verses throughout the song. Give it a listen. Muddy Waters, Jimmy Rogers, and an all-star cast. Their song is That's All Right.
We're going to get this one now. Take your time. Take your time. We're going to make it.
Upon a time, you said if I would be yours, you would sure be mine. That's all right.
I know that's all right, Jimmy.
I know you're in love with some other man, but that's all right.
You will never find it out, boy.
You left me, baby. You left me in a strain. You know you put me down just to go with some outside man. But that's all right. I guess I'll never be the same. That's all right. Every night then I wonder who's loving you tonight.
what you gonna tell him, buddy.
You told me, baby, your love for me was strong. You know, when I woke up this morning, I had the big world was gone. But that's all right. Well, I know you don't love me no more. That's all right.
Let me hear you one time, John Lewis. You know you're going with every man living in your neighborhood, but that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, baby, but that's all right.
This is Gemini Dragon, all the way from Louisiana, and you are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com, UncleBUC.com. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah.
Now we've done this 4 years in a row.
Thank you.
the time has rolled around that we're going to take a little pause for the cause. Those of you listening to the first run shows, 8 o'clock on Saturday night, noon Sunday, Central Standard Time, we're going to lay a little blues news on you to make you an all-knowing person on what's going on in the world of blues. You can also pick up that report during the week on UncleBUC.com. King Solomon Hicks is going to kick off segment 2 with a great instrumental track. Warren Haynes, our featured artist, is going to be back. Jimmy Reed and Vanessa Collier do a double dose of the blues. GA20's going to take care of the Now track on Then and Now. Oh, deep down from in the big old bucket of blues I brought with me, I got a Stevie Ray Vaughan song I think you're going to like, and also a new feature that I call Producer's Pick. Producer of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, Mr. Matt, does his best to find a great blues track that I might have missed. It's all coming up in segment 2 of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey everybody, this is Matt from GA20. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Hi, greetings to you, and welcome into segment 2 of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues for this session. Oh, and helping us welcome you in, that was King Solomon Hicks from his album Harlem, great instrumental track entitled Riverside Drive. Warren Haynes is our featured artist for this session. We're highlighting tracks from Warren's 2024 release of Million Voices Whisper. Great album, I might add. A track we're going to feature next is Day of Reckoning. There's a pretty interesting story about a couple of guys that helped not only with the songwriting, but with doing their part to make it a good track in the studio. I have a bit of an interview with Warren talking about how the song Day of Reckoning came about. I'll just let Warren tell you all about it.
Now is the time.
Day of Reckoning is a song that I had started working on before I got together with Jamie Johnson and Lucas Nelson to do some songwriting. I had written most of it and showed it to Lucas, and he had some great ideas on where to take it. So I thought, well, it would be great to include him on this recording. Jamie's voice is so perfect for the low end of the gospel chorus. I really love that song a lot. Very much a positive song about the future of the world and about coming together as people all over the world. And it has a very positive message, but it also just feels great musically.
In history, let it be known, it's never too late to be free. It's a testimony heard around the world,
all come together as one,
we know it can be
done. It's a
testimony heard around the world,
all come together as one.
Shores where we come.
Warren Haynes, our featured artist, along with Willie Nelson's son, Lucas Nelson, and Jamie Johnson. Song was Day of Reckoning. It's time to put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. Sometimes I just can't stand myself when I have an idea. I just have to go through with it. This double dose of the blues, I'm gonna call it the I Can't Stand double dose of the blues. We're gonna bring on Jimmy Reed and Vanessa Collier to take care of a couple of I Can't Stand songs. Vanessa's song is I Can't Stand the Rain, and Jimmy Reed is I Can't Stand to See You Go.
I met you. Remember everything you said. Oh, baby, told me you love me. That went to my head. Oh, you know I love you and I can't stand to see you go. I did it when I looked down on the ground. Oh, baby, don't say you're leaving. You do, I'm gonna jump down. Oh, you know I love you and I can't stand till you go home. Hey, baby, if you're leaving, call me on the phone. Oh, baby, oh, I'm waving. I'm living here all alone. Girl, you know I love you and I can't stand to see you go.
Hey everybody, this is Orphan John of the Orphan John the Abandoned, and I found a home at Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Check them out weekly Saturday 8 p.m. and noon Sundays, Central Time.
Where was that, John?
UncleBeesUC.com. Woo! I'm sorry.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Hey, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be? Sweet memories. I can't.
The then and there song this week was a Hound Dog Taylor song. Oh, and a good one it was. See Me in the Evening. Hound Dog took care of the then portion, and here to take care of the now track. Give a listen to GA20, Hound Dog Taylor's See Me in the Evening.
Yes, I know you don't love me now, baby, and I know the reason why. Because you've got somebody now, baby. You treat me like a child. You say, see you in the... No, yeah, that's all. Either see me in the evening, or you don't see him at all. Yes, I got nobody now, baby. I'm sitting here all alone. I just wish you'd make up your mind. And baby Ann, come on home, boy, you'll see me in the... Oh yeah, that's all. Either see me in the evening, or you don't see me at all. Yes, I called my woman this morning. I called her on the phone. Cause somebody told me, look at here, man. Well, she's really not at home, boy. She'll see you in the... No, yeah, that's all. Either see you in the evening, or you don't see him at all. Yes, I love you, little old woman. I just can't help myself. No, I'm oftentimes a crazy little old girl. You're loving someone else, boy. I'll see you in the... Oh yeah, that's all. Either see me in the evening, or you don't see him at all. Son, just before you go, she just really don't love you, boy. You find out while you gonna go. She'll say, see you in the evening. Oh yeah, that's all. Either see me in the evening, or you don't see him at all. Yes, goodbye, goodbye, little woman. That's all I've gotta say. I know you've got another man, baby. You treat me this way, boy. You'll see me in the... Well, oh yeah, that's all. Either see me in the evening, or you don't see him at all. We'll be right back.
looking down in that big old bucket of blues I brought with me for this week's show. Looks like we got time for two mo' before we go. Hey, and kicking off that two mo' before we go, we got a new little feature on here. Our producer, Mr. Matt. Mr. Matt, get yourself in here. I'm going to be checking in with you on our new feature, Producer's Pick. But after they hear this excellent selection, what's going to follow your producer's pick? It's going to be a little Stevie Ray Vaughan song that you might not have heard lately. Anyhow, Mr. Matt, tell me. Yes. What have you found this week that you're bragging about for producer's pick?
Okay, Buck, I know you're going to like this one. This band was formed in 2018 in Austin by two gentlemen, okay, and they'd already been playing for 15 years prior to even starting this band. This album has top-tier musicians in it. Just an example, here's a few names. Chris Masterson, Warren Hood, Joe Walsh, Brian Standifer. Get on YouTube, I turn it on, and man, I was blown away. So, without further ado, this week's producer's pick is All My Living Time by Radio Company on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Heat is coming down. Everybody knows. Your wicked ways finally start to show. But you move me, baby, all my living time. Oh, all my living time.
This is Tony Brownigle from the Phantom Blues Band, and I want you to listen to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
In the morning, and I'm crazy about my tea at night. Crazy about my tea at night. You know you'll come out a little better now, baby. All I want you to do, treat me right.
And that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, clicking in, however you got here. By the way, if you think a friend or an acquaintance of yours would like a little dose of the blues every week, you can recommend this show as number 254. It's available, archived on UncleBUC.com and on the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast. If you haven't followed us on Instagram and our Facebook accounts, please do so. All that recognition certainly helps. We're going to be back next week with a big old bucket of blues, so write that down on your calendar. In the meantime, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.